as you go out and meet with protesters, what's your sense of their feeling toward the United States?
Two things. One, I think they are deeply appreciative of American interest and American, my speaking out. I get a lot of compliments passed through emails from local coordination committees on the ground, for example. But I would also, I have to be honest and say that there is, throughout Syria and among Syrians, there is a sort of a deep-seated suspicion of the United States. Comes from things like their long-standing disagreement with us about Israel and the Middle East peace process. There is still a sense that the United States acted wrongly in Iraq, for example. And so my sense is that they welcome our support, but they will still have concerns about us. I don't think they're vehemently anti-American, but neither are they rushing to give us kisses, is how I put it. They appreciate the support. They know we're working internationally, but they will still have questions for us the first day they're in power.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, the National Council has laid out a goal of 6 months for Assad to be gone. And I'm wondering, based on what you're seeing, do you think that's a realistic goal?
Oh, boy. I don't have a crystal ball. What I would say is we on our side in the administration, we will work to keep increasing the pressure. We won't stop, both unilaterally. I expect there'll be additional American measures announced in the weeks ahead. We will certainly keep working on the multilateral level, organizations like the UN, the UN Human Rights Council, working to convince the Arab League to take a stronger stand. And then bilaterally with a series of countries ranging from Turkey to European Union to India, South Africa, Brazil, etc. So we will do our part. It will be incumbent on the Syrian opposition here to develop a vision of the future Syrian state and develop a transition plan that itself wins wide buy-in from different communities and different interest groups in Syria, so that ultimately the regime understands that it no longer has support and that it has to go. We can't do that for the opposition. We can't craft that transition plan and we can't market it. They have to do that themselves. The opposition is going to have to go out and convince Christians that they're going to be safe and that they are not going to suffer the fate of so many Christians in Iraq. They're going to have to reach out to the Alawi community and build on cracks that are already showing, but build on that and win more support. They're going to have to convince the business community that they're not anti-business, but in fact that the economy will flourish under a new government that will be more in line with, more integrated into the world economy, and that will foster growth. So they're going to have to do a lot of that work themselves, and the quicker they get going on that, I think the faster the transition can go.
Mm-hmm. But you've said that this regime is living on borrowed time, and I'm just wondering, a year from now, if Assad is still there, would you be surprised?
The economy is deteriorating markedly. Factories are closing. I just learned today of a large ceramics factory that closed in the Damascus suburbs a couple of weeks ago and laid off several hundred workers. There are factories that are closing in the second largest city of Syria, Aleppo, especially in the textile sector. The government is starting to restrict imports because they're trying to conserve foreign exchange because of the, we presume, because of the oil sanctions. So the economy is a problem. I think constant deployments of military forces out into the cities puts a strain on the military as well. The growing international isolation puts more pressure on them. I don't think time is at all on their side, but how long they will hold out, I just cannot say. I mean, Saddam Hussein held out a very long time. Our sanctions, if anything, are even tougher than what he had, and the isolation is at least what he had, or it's headed that direction. So I can't say how long it goes. One of the factors that really plays into this is what does the Syrian opposition do? I mean, they have a big piece of this. They have a very determined street protest movement that it just does not quit. Have you heard now that we have high school students marching after the schools started again?
I just read that this morning.
Yeah. This kind of came out of the blue. Nobody was telling me about this a few days ago, but it started this week. And the unhappiness with the government is just very broad.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you've gone out to homes, you've gone out to Hama, some of the other cities, but the thing I keep on hearing from some people, and I can't assess it, is that Aleppo and Damascus remain relatively quiet.
Damascus does. Central Damascus, like where my embassy is,
mm-hmm.
It does remain calm. There's a lot less traffic than there used to be, and shops don't do nearly the business they used to. They'll all complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
Not the little corner groceries, but if anybody is selling anything from furniture to clothes to even high-end food products, they'll say, oh, business is way down. I think Syrian consumers are sort of hoarding their cash. Same in Aleppo. But the Damascus suburbs, I mean, from where I'm sitting, 15 minutes by car, there are demonstrations constantly. Same in Aleppo in, say, May, June. There were no demonstrations in Aleppo. Now there are. It's what I mean. There's a sort of a dynamic underneath all of this that I just don't think time plays on the side of the government.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the vision of the opposition, I'm wondering how much you fear the Islamist element in any future government, if at all.
Well, many Syrians certainly do. There are a lot of Christians here who are very frightened of it, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many in the Alawi community and even in the business community that are concerned about it. Many secularists are concerned about it. My own sense of it, just kind of moving around, is that it is not nearly as strong here as it is, for example, in Iraq or Algeria, for that matter. But the fears among some elements of Syrian society cannot be ignored, and it is one of the reasons that we have urged the Syrian opposition to develop a vision that they all agree on in terms of what the state, how it would operate, and one of the issues to address is how will it address the question of religion and religious minorities. They have to make, ultimately, the sales pitch that convinces the Christian community or the Alawi community that those communities' interests are better served with change.